Donald Trump is set to lay out specifics of his economic plan today. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The lead story on our beat today is Republican Donald Trump's plan for the economy, with details due during a speech set for today at the Detroit Economic Club. The final text of that speech not yet available, but according to campaign sources, the candidate could promise a ban on new government regulations until the economy shows what a campaign source called significant growth. While GDP for the last quarter was weak, job growth, as reported Friday, was surprisingly strong. Experts also expect tax reform, including changes to what is called carried interest, changes which could worry hedge funders, even as he could cut other taxes. Trump is trying to reset his campaign with a focus on jobs and helping business after polls show him losing ground in the weeks since his convention in Cleveland. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Chad Mutre is chief economist at the National Association of Manufacturers. There are some specific questions he hopes Trump will answer.
What will it take to get us to grow faster? What will it take to make U.S. manufacturers much more competitive?
That appeal to manufacturing and blue-collar jobs is likely part of the reason this speech is in Detroit. Mark Muro is with the Brookings Institution. He's also got some questions.
The auto industry is booming now in its new form because it's become a high-tech industry that is dependent on huge R&D investments.
And he's curious how Trump plans to build on that. There's no denying Trump has some big ideas, but what everybody's waiting on is to see how he's going to actually carry them out. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
By mid-morning Eastern time, Delta Airlines had said it's fixed its computer outage that had grounded all its flights around the world this morning. The lines and the cancellations, well, that'll take time to fix. The mess was triggered by a power outage in Atlanta. Delta also shares flights with its SkyTeam partners and Virgin Atlantic, so check carefully before wading into that mess. In early trading today, the main stock indicators were mixed, but the NASDAQ Composite had closed at a record high on Friday. Let's check in with Lindsay Piegza, chief economist and managing partner at the investment banking firm and brokerage Stifel Nicolaus. Morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
So what do you think with these generally robust share prices? The Friday jobs report still at work?
Well, I think it's clear the market is reacting to a combination of things. First off, a solid jobs report in the July report on the back of an earlier strong report for the June numbers, suggesting that the U.S. labor market, and by extension then, the U.S. economy is on firmer footing. Now, at the same time, coupled with a weaker than expected Q2 growth report and more recent comments from federal officials urging caution, it appears that the Fed will continue to remain accommodative for some time. So for the equity markets, this really is a pretty good scenario: improved fundamentals and lingeringly low rates.
Lindsay Piegza, thank you. Personal finance experts, often with more than a touch of sanctimony, say it's up to us to keep an eye on our all-important credit reports to police for mistakes. We'll just try that sometime. Listen to the story of my colleague Bobby Allen, a reporter at WHYY in Philadelphia, who tried to fix errors in his credit profile.
After I applied for an apartment in Philadelphia recently, the landlord, Miles Fischel, called to say something on my credit file had given him pause.
You get a feel for people, and I just looked at this. It just made no sense.
The multiple felony convictions, including firearms charges, on my credit file were nonsensical to me, too. TransUnion, the credit reporting behemoth, had confused me with someone with the same first name, last name, and middle initial. We were also born in the same year, but our similarities ended there. So I called TransUnion to try to figure out how this happened.
To dispute an item on your report, please press 2.
I finally got through to a dispute supervisor who only wanted to be identified as David. He's based in Guatemala.
I understand that you're aggravated about the fact of having to deal with this inconvenience, but as well, please try to see this from the landlord's perspective. They wouldn't feel comfortable if moving somebody into their property shows criminal records.
Paul Stevens is the policy director at Privacy Rights Clearinghouse, and he has seen this many times before.
Consumers often will find that their dispute enters a black hole.
Landlords and others can access reports from agencies like TransUnion that contain lots of information beyond credit scores. Over the last 5 years, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has received about 110,000 complaints about info from credit agencies. In a written statement, TransUnion says that under 5% of people have trouble with its credit reports. Philadelphia attorney Lou Schwartz has represented some of those people.
Very often when the information is placed on the credit reporting agency information sheet, they don't do the proper background check to make sure they have the right John Smith.
My landlord showed me the report he got back on me, and in the fine print, TransUnion says users, namely landlords like him, employers, and insurance brokers, are responsible for verifying the information. Shortly after I contacted TransUnion for this story, the company notified me that it had, quote, suppressed the charges from my file. I paid $35 to have my landlord run the screening, so I asked him, are they even helpful? He says they can be, but he didn't use them for a long time. Here's what happened when he went just on gut feeling.
Couple of clunkers here and there, but even with credit checks, I've had those couple of clunkers, because you never really know.
Now I'm going to try not to be one of those clunkers. In Philadelphia, I'm Bobby Allen for Marketplace.
By the way, Bobby Allen got that apartment. Thank you, Mr. Landlord. And he's apparently all moved in now. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.